AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Why did President Trump abruptly call off a U.S. military strike on Iran after approving it? We're told the commander-in-chief gave the go-ahead for the strike as retaliation for Iran's shootdown of a U.S. surveillance drone, but then called it off.
A U.S. official says the Pentagon recommended striking targets like radars and missile batteries, and the New York Times reports President Trump approved the strikes and then called them off.
For some reason, there were questions raised, or the president changed his mind.
Former Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta tells NBC's Today Show that's a dangerous game.
You ought to proceed with the strike as opposed to suddenly having your planes in the air and having to pull them back, because that could result in even greater miscalculation.
Though Panetta says he does not think the drone attack merits a direct military response, Iran says it issued several warnings before shooting down the drone, which it says was in Iranian territory. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The FAA is banning U.S.-registered aircraft from flying over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman, and now several major airlines around the world are rerouting their flights, too, to avoid the area. A massive fire at an oil refinery complex in Philadelphia overnight. This man saw it.
He saw, like, a light out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, what is that? Look at that. I'm like, the sun's coming up already, and then it started coming up really fast, and it was a massive fireball. Lit up the whole sky, everything.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says employees were working there at the time, but not near the butane vat where the fire started.
They were working somewhere close to the vat, but far enough away that the initial explosion didn't injure anyone.
Cause of the fire not known. The feds have mopped up a theft ring involving people they say are responsible for stealing millions of dollars of cooking oil. This is AP Radio News. There was a little Hollywood magic in Washington last night.
Cinderella was on hand at the Library of Congress, both the movie and a costume version of the Disney princess, both well-received by an audience who got to see a screening of the 70-year-old film. After that, a live version of the princess descended the library's steps to greet and take photos with her guests. Mary Walsh is the head of the Disney Animation Research Lab. She says Cinderella still resonates today.
She found it within herself to continue to have the strength and the determination to hold on to her dreams no matter what was going on, and did it with kindness and respect.
Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden agrees, saying the timeless movie deserves to be part of the National Film Registry. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
Mitsubishi shareholders have voted to dump Carlos Ghosn as chairman. He was pivotal in the Japanese automaker's three-way partnership with Nissan and Renault until he was arrested on financial misconduct charges last year. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.